I'm David Gill. I'm an archaeologist, but I'm not chairing our e-learning committee. And we've been looking at creating some podcasts to support undergraduate and postgraduate courses. And listening to various things that are going on today, it just thought it would be helpful to show some of the material that picks up the issues. Now, these are mostly made in the field rather than the studio. I work in Greece. And we've had a great debate. Should you sit in, say, my study or my office or in a separate studio, make a recording under clinical circumstances, or do you want to hear the background noise? Now, the first clip I'm going to show you is where I'm doing some field work. This is a little podcast I did to try and help students understand a complex 2nd century BC inscription where you've got a Ptolemaic naval base encroaching on the local city. And the inscription talks about the topography of this area you're going to see. So I'm just going to play it. It's very short. I'm a great believer in 1-2 minute podcasts.
This is it's fine and a bit prickly in places. But anyway, made it to the top of the first hill. You can see the walls stretching across the isthmus, very irregular loose rocks, and then at the top the, I guess, Greek War of Independence fort, guns facing outwards, controlling both inlets. Really, I think it's totally impractical as a slipway area.
I mean, the point of that, this was a very, very early example, was to try and look at the topography of this area, which is actually quite mountainous. Lots of scholars have written about this and said, here is a two-dimensional map, this must be where the slipways are. And I think that shows pretty convincingly you are not going to be carting warships over this particular route. It just doesn't work. So that was an example there. Let me just put this one. Now, one of the issues we came up earlier was, what about detail in a museum? You're standing in front of your picture and the audio is telling you what to look at. And this is a little series of podcasts that I made for the HEA on a monument in the Berlin Museum, the Pergamon Museum, released from Turkey. And it's looking at inscriptions. Now, if you look at that, you will see, obviously, there is, these figures are in fact identified. You can't see it. What are you looking for? And here we go.
Above me is Athena and Nike leaning together, forming a triangular shape. And between them, emerging from the earth, is Gay. Inscribed above her right shoulder.
Okay. And it was a point trying to get students to see that there are inscriptions on these sculptures, so you can start unravelling this massive monument. So I think if you're trying to get people to look at material, an audio podcast is a great idea. Now, the other issue we've been talking about, perhaps, is how do you deal with large classes? I mean, I've got about 150 students doing Level 1 Classical Athens. How do I get them to understand the topography of Athens and the Athenian Acropolis? I've got one 50-minute lecture. And so I've put together a series of podcasts that come out just before the lecture. Students can watch them, and this is one of them. And this is recorded live in Athens.
Have a wall of monuments. There's no space between them. Visually, the Erechtheion merges into the Pinakotheke, which, of course, is part of the Propylaia. You can just see the blue sky peeping through the columns. Then there is the mass of the Temple of Athena Nike on its high bastion. And then above it, and continuing to the right, the 8 columns of the Parthenon itself. then to the right the walls of the Acropolis perched on top of the cliffs, and then behind that the mountains.
I mean, you may have just heard in the background there the swifts flying overhead as a sort of background noise. There's another one we did, and you could actually hear the cicadas. I mean, I will admit I cheated. I went and stood in an olive grove and recorded just several minutes of cicadas chattering away, so I can actually drop it in as a background noise. But that's a bit of a cheat, really. We've also been trying putting sort of video. We brought a flip camera, so if anybody's not seen those, I mean, for example, I was in the British Museum a couple of weeks ago for a meeting. I was lecturing on the Parthenon the next day. I just popped into the gallery, got a flip video out, put together a short series of clips on the way home to Swansea. It's a long, boring journey. I stitched it together, turned it into a podcast, and broadcast it that evening for the students the next day as a sort of little extra supplement. And in October, I was in Rome for a couple of meetings and took a sort of video camera with me. And this is a little comment on the Roman Forum.
Looking down the forum towards the capital, your eyes immediately met by the arch of Septimius Severus dominating at that end of the forum, at least now. But if you look in front of the tabularium, whose arches stand above and to the left of it, you can see the temple of the divine Vespasian, making that connection with the temple of Jupiter above and behind it, although that, of course, has now disappeared.
I mean, just to remember, I mean, you're seeing this on the big screen. I mean, we've designed these to run on an iPod. We've been using a series of iPod touches. We've been and asked the students, what do you have in your pocket? Rather than sort of say, no, this is the way we're going to deliver it. So that's something we've been using. These are created on a Mac, and the iMovie function lets you format for phones, for iPod Touch, and also full screen. So there are a variety of formats. I'm going to stop there, but if people have got questions...
Yep, we've got 1.5 minutes of questions.
Right.
Beautiful.
I just wondered whether you actually mentioned maps, two-dimensional maps previously, whether you thought about using maps and these, so locating these as a resource on the map, so that this kind of...
Yes, we have. Well, I mean, there are two issues. If I use someone else's map, there's an IPR issue. So all the images, I suppose I own the copyright, or Swansea does, or I share them through that. So I would have to generate the map, so that's it. However, what we have talked to the HEA about is whether we, say, do an interactive map of Attica, in the area around Athens, and that you could click on the map and up pops a little sort of short video clip about that. And again, we're talking to BT at the moment about doing a GPS project, so that, say, you're in Athens or any other heritage site, up pops a short video clip of that. So that's what we're looking ahead, really, the next six months.
I'm just thinking Google.